Haven't talked to Tanya J. Powers, the great Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, in a while, but we're going to change that because Tanya Powers is with us right now. TJ.
Good morning. I think you should say good afternoon.
Yeah, now I know we talked for years in the morning, but now we're together in the afternoon. How are things in New York City after the big primaries last night?
They're great. We have lovely weather today. The sun did come out. I can report that the world has kept turning. So yes, we're okay.
Well, you know, it's funny because depending on which channel you watch for the various news channels, you think that maybe the world has come to an end. I love the headline on the New York Post today, but I always love the headlines on the New York Post. But meanwhile, Mr. Mamdani now is a power broker. All of his candidates won three. I guess he backed very heavily three fellow communist, socialist Democrats. Call them what you will. They're going to call them communists. They all won in their primaries last night.
Well, it was two a Democratic Socialist candidate and candidates and one Democrat that kind of, you know, is also kind of leans toward some of the issues that the socialists lean towards. So that's kind of, you know, where they all get lumped together, but that's the distinction. And yes, you are correct. Depending on who you listen to, you would think that New York had completely just burned to the ground. I can report from Manhattan that it has not. The fact that he backed these three candidates, this was being looked at as a, okay, what is his political strength out, you know, aside from the, you know, the people who voted for him for mayor. You know, he's been in office for, what, 6 months now? And, you know, this was the first test of, okay, do the voters want to, you know, go with whoever he endorsed? They did in these cases. I think it goes a little further than just Mamdani endorsed them, they won. I think there's a couple of other layers in there that I want to put in for context. This sort of, you have to look at the candidates who they were running against. So you have the Congressman Adriano Espaillat, who was beaten by Mamdani's pick, Daria Liza Avila Chevalier, who is a Democratic Socialist. She has not held political office, cast herself as an outsider. He was in his fifth term, you know, leads the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, fifth term, like been there a while.
This guy's the influential chairman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, beaten by somebody who'd never run for anything.
Right. I mean, and to be fair, we've seen that, you know, most notably in the Republicans with Donald Trump. I mean, he had not held public office either. So it has happened before on the other side as well. But, you know, that is one of the reasons it's getting a lot of attention. Another Mamdani ally was a state assembly member, Claire Valdez, who defeated the handpicked successor of the retiring Congresswoman Nidia Velasquez, who was first elected in 1992. The third candidate backed by Mamdani was the former city comptroller, Brad Lander, from New York City. He defeated Representative Dan Goldman, who was a two-term incumbent, challenged him from the left, and won. He's the guy who ran as a Democrat, Lander was. So the thing that, like I said, there's a couple of other layers I want to point out. A couple of these, you know, as you mentioned, longtime holders of these seats. What we're seeing, especially among some Democrats, is, you know, the rumblings of, and this has been going on for a while, this is not new, of, hey, these people have been there a long time. Why don't we get some new people in there who, you know, maybe reflect whatever the values they would like to have and see in public office? That is one of the things that we're seeing with the Democrats, especially, is the push to, okay, well, some of these folks have been there too long. Let's get somebody else in.
Well, do you think, that's a good point. Do you think it's more a rally against the incumbents or more a rally for what these new people believe in?
That's a good question, and I'm not quite sure of the answer of it. The other thing that I would note that's kind of getting lost in this, because the headline really is, you know, Mamdani, socialism, you know, that's basically what we've seen, as you mentioned, kind of the headlines all day. The other part of this is where the stance was in regard to the candidates who were, especially the incumbents, what their stance on Israel was. I don't think that should be overlooked for context about who won some of these races and the, you know, support for Israel not the Jewish people, but for Israel, that some of the Democrats have been kind of loud about, and have put out there the way that they feel about this. It is not just the lockstep kind of thing that we've seen in the past. It's kind of different now, and I think that also may have contributed to some of the outcomes of these races that we saw. I mean, when you put this in context, this was three primary races. Granted, they are in heavily blue districts. That should not be overlooked as well, but three primaries out of 435 House seats. So that's, again, it's getting it's notable because of the Democratic Socialist angle of this.
Yeah.
But just to put it in perspective, that's kind of, that's what we're looking at here.
Tanya J. Powers, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire. It might be too early to know this, but do you have any idea what kind of a voter turnout for the primaries last night?
I don't know what those numbers are. I'm not sure if they have come out with them yet or not. I will be looking to see, because I know as far as early voting, there were a lot of people who, I think that, I don't remember the number right off the top of my head. I want to say it was 170-something thousand that had voted early during the days of early voting. I don't have the number in front of me, but I know it was probably around or north of 150,000 people, which, again, is pretty small.
Right. I mean, in a city that has, I keep hearing the number, for example, 1 million Jewish people, I wonder, I haven't called yet today, but I wonder how my dear Jewish friends in New York City, I lived there for 5 years, I made a lot of friends and have stayed in touch. I'm wondering how they feel on a day like today.
Yeah, that is a really good question. I mean, primaries generally don't have giant turnout anyway, especially not in midterm years. We generally see the big turnout on presidential years, so it kind of goes along with the turnouts of past, but I will be interested to see those numbers as well.
Always a pleasure, Tanya. How's life? Good, I hope.
It's good. Like I said, the sun is shining. The buildings are still standing. We're good.
It's another great day in New York City. Thank you for being our eyes and ears on the pavement there, Tanya. God bless you.
Anytime. Thank you.
Tanya J. Powers. I just called her TJ for the first time. I don't know if she likes it or not. I won't do it again. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, here with Paul W. Smith on WJR.